Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, July 9, 2009. Unknown gunmen kill a Palestinian man in the southern West Bank, and the Israeli military kidnaps a Palestinian cleric. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Unknown gunmen killed a Palestinian man in the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Thursday. 51-year-old Jihad Hadje died after he was gunned down in downtown Hebron, Palestinian police sources reported. Doctors reported that Hadje died due to a fatal wounds in the chest and head. The police chased the car that the gunman used to escape after the shooting, but did not manage to arrest them, the police added. Local sources reported that Hadje was a political detainee who was held by the Israeli military for 11 years and was released several days ago. No group has claimed responsibility for the shooting. Elsewhere, a group of Palestinian fighters opened fire on Thursday at an Israeli settler car near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The Israeli military said that no one was injured in the attack, but the car was damaged. Witnesses told media that the Israeli military closed down the area of the attack and conducted a search looking for the fighters. No Palestinian resistance group has claimed responsibility for the attack. At dawn on Thursday, the Israeli military kidnapped Sheikh Ali Abbasi, the Imam of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The Israeli military took Sheikh Ali to Jericho City, released him there and told him he was not allowed to come back to Jerusalem because he has no Israeli citizenship. According to the Palestinian staff that runs the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Israeli military's move is part of the harassment they have to go through on a daily basis. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.